Parshas Pinchas Tavshin Samach Zayin.
This year should be a skos, a merit for the neshama of Avram Mendel ben Chunan Pinchas, whose yahrzeit is today. Parshas starts off, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Leimar, Pinchas ben Elozer ben Aharon HaKohen. Pinchas, the son of Elozer, the son of Aaron, Heishev Eschamosim al Bnei Yisrael, he was able to subside Hashem's anger against Bnei Yisrael. There was a plague going on. 24,000 Jews had died because of this immoral act, this brazen act of Zimri, one of the Nasiim, one of the princes of Bnei Yisrael. He committed adultery in front of everyone. Pinchas put a stop to this. He put a stop to the plague. So the Medrash asks over here, which Rashi alludes to, the Medrash says, Maro HaKadosh Baruch Hu liyachis Pinchas acha maisa zeh. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu see fit to write in his Torah over here who Pinchas is and give the lineage of Pinchas, who his father, who his grandfather was, right after this episode? And the Medrash continues to say, because at Meitzi you find the Bishoshan, the Shenitir Zimri, at the time when Zimri was killed, and Pinchas daringly, with great courage, speared with the EA Zimri's life. So the other Shvatim started gathering together and ganging up against him. They started saying, They started saying, we know where Pinchas comes from. Because Pinchas, you could trace him back to Yisrael. And Yisrael was a person who fattened calves for Avodah Zarah. So it must be this trait, this genetic trait that was in him of already that someone who went to serve idols, that remained in the family, and that's why Pinchas was able to do something like this, to kill a Nasi, kill a prince in Bnei Yisrael. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes along to say, you're making a mistake, this is not Pinchas who is getting this from his mother's side, from Yisrael, he's getting it from Elozer ben Aaron HaKohen. That's what Rashi says. So my Rebbe, the Mashkiach Ramatisyo, Solomon Shlita, he explained, what is Rashi telling us? So it's Medrash. What the Medrash is saying is as follows. The other Shvatim, after they saw what Pinchas did, number one, he put his life on the line, because as the Gemara tells us, the halacha was that Zimri could have turned and killed Pinchas had he wanted to. And this is a very unique, a specific halacha to someone who knows what the halacha is, allowed to kill someone, but yet can be killed himself. And he put his life on the line, and he did this violent act of killing Zimri, who indeed was a prince. The other Shvatim felt a little bit insecure. You know, why didn't we do this? Why didn't we stand up against this terrible act, this terrible crime that one of our own people were doing? Why didn't we do that? So they started giving excuses in their own mind. They started giving terutzim, they started giving answers. You know why? Because we're not violent people. We're Jews, we're refined people. We don't kill one of our own brothers. God forbid we should do that. We don't do that. Why did Pinchas do that? Oh, must be. It comes from his Goyish ancestry. It comes from Yisrael, who fattened calves of Avodah Zarah. And that's what they were saying. That's how he described what was going on over here. In order to give sort of a protection for themselves, so they shouldn't feel guilty, they started saying, oh, this is where Pinchas got it from, as if we're much more refined, and we're not violent people, we wouldn't do such acts of violence to one of our own brothers. And that comes along HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Medrash says, Hashem says, no, I have to show them where this comes from. I have to show them the right thing over here. This does not come from a source of Avodah Zarah. This comes from a source of Ahava. Who was Aaron HaKohen? Aaron, we know, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos tells us, Aaron was Oyev Shalom, Veroidev Shalom. Aaron loved peace. He loved every Jew in Klal Yisrael. Oyev Es Habriyas and Mekamer LaTorah. That was Aaron HaKohen. He epitomized the love for every Jew. And this is what Hashem is testifying. I know what was going through Pinchas' mind. I know he did it because out of love for Bnei Yisrael. He did it out of love for Hashem and out of love for Bnei Yisrael. And indeed he was right, because he stopped the plague. He did so out of love. But Oyavei Hashem Sinura. David HaMelech tells us in Tehillim, we say it every Friday night, Oyavei Hashem, those who really, truly love Hashem, Sinura, they have a sinner. They have a hatred towards ra, towards evil acts that go on. And even if it's someone of great stature of Bnei Israel, it's someone who's a nasi, who's a prince, Pinchas nonetheless knew that his great love for Hashem, and actually his love for Bnei Israel also, because Vayichaper al Bnei Israel, it stopped the plague. That came from a source of Ava. That was the root of this. That's what the Torah is telling us over here. And that explains the first Rashi. Now, as we said, this idea that Pinchas can go kill someone who's in the midst of a crime, in the midst of an Aveira, that's a unique situation. And only the one who thinks of it at the time is really obligated to carry out the violent act of killing the perpetrator. But then the Torah goes on, right after this story, right after the promise and the bracha that Pinchas was given, the next parasha opens up with something actually that's much more relevant to everyone, not only to Pinchas. Vayidaber Hashem Amesha Lemer. Tzorar es ha-midyonim v'hikisem oisam. It's hard even to translate the words, but the way Rashi explains tzorar es ha-midyonim means hate the Midianites. V'hikisem oisam, and strike them, hit them, kill them, go to war against them. Why? Ki tzorim hem lochem, because they're your enemy, they hate you, and you see that they hate you because of the terrible sin that they caused by them allowing their daughters to go sin with the Jewish men. You see that they have a hatred towards us. They tried to get us to do Avodah Zarah, and they tried to get us to do Znus. That's the reason the Pasuk gives. So you have these two psukim over here, immediately following the story of Pinchas, which gives a command, Tzoras ha-Midyanim, hate the Midianites, v'ikisim ha-Isim, and go to war against them. So the first question is, what are these two things here? What's two things? Is if there's two commands over here. Hate them, make them your enemy, v'ikisim, and go to war against them. So this question already the Medrash asks, that what do you have two things over here? What is Tzorar and v'ikisim? On that, the Medrash answers that Tzoras ha-Midyanim is telling us something additional. Besides v'hikisem oisam, besides that you would have to hit them, you would have to go to war against them, tzarar is similar to the word satsur. And there's a pasuk, Parsha Shoftim, that says, ki satsur al-ir yamim rabim l'yavachim alei l'safsa, when you will go against another nation or a city to wage war against them, l'yisashchis es eitza, do not destroy a fruit-bearing tree. And is this a halacha in the Torah, the concept of don't destroy things that are beneficial to people, a tree that can bear fruit, don't destroy it, don't be destructive. Says the Medrash over here, the command here against the Midianim here, against the Midianites are, lo elu, lo isasu kein, don't refrain from destroying, ela chablu ilo noseihem, destroy their trees. Destroy the trees which are beneficial to people, destroy them. The Tzoros HaMidyanim, the Medrash says, is saying, be destructive. Not only go out to war against them, but when you get there and you're fighting, normally when you're fighting against another nation, another city or a country, you have to be careful what you use, even as weapons. You can't cut down a fruit tree to use for your weapons. No, you can't do that. You have to select, you have to choose only things which could not be beneficial and provide, let's say in this case, food for people. But by the Midianites, no, you have to destroy them. Aruch Chaim says, what kind of tzivui is this? What kind of command is this? Go in and fight them, but not only that, destroy what they have. You know, we know from history, there were armies, and most of the time we were unfortunately on the receiving end, that just, for no purpose, just destroyed homes, destroyed fields, put up things in fire, and here the terrorist arms, this is what we should do to Midian. So this is one question that Aruch Chaim over here asks on this Medrash. Why? Why two things? Why destroy them? Why is Hashem teaching us and giving us a tzivu here, a command, to be destructive people? But the second question he asks really needs explanation. He says the war with Midian is not now. This is not the time, and therefore in the Torah there's not the place to tell us about the war against Midian. The war against Midian is in Parshas Matos, next week's Parsha. In Perek Lamed Aleph. Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe leimor, Nekoim nikbas b'nei Yisrael meis ha-Midyanim. Go take the revenge from the Midyanim. And then, Akat Yosef al-Melech, then Moshe Rabbeinu, you will die. Vayedaber Moshe leimor, so he spoke to them and he says, Echol Samir Yitzchem Anoshim Latzav. We have to make a draft. We have to bring people up for the army. 12,000 men, 1,000 from each shevet, Elef Lamate, Elef Lamate, Elef Lamate Yisrael. And then they did that, Vayimotsum Alfa Yisrael, Elef Lamate. And then he sent them out to war. And with them was Pinchas ben Elazar HaKoyen, Latzava, he went out to war. He was one of the general Pinchas. And then they destroyed Midian. They killed the five kings of Midian. They killed Bilam. So when this took place, the war actually is later on. It's not at this point. So Frechter Rechaim, the Rechaim asked, what is this doing over here? Why do we have a double command of hate the Midianim, V'kisim Aysem, and you should strike them, you should hit them, and they're not even going to do that now. So the Arachayim explains that what Hashem is commanding over here, even prior to going out to war with them, is that for these people, these Midianim, and what they caused us to do, and the downfall that they caused Bnei Yisrael, you have to treat them differently. And you have to build up an anger, and build up an animosity, and a hatred, a sinah, against these people. That's Tzoras HaMidianim. You have to hate these people. Very few people which HaKadosh Baruch Hu will tell us to hate them. But here this is a mindset. The Rechaim explains. This is in our minds. We have to build up Tzoras HaMidianim, start hating these people. And the hatred has to go to an extent that when you're going to fight them, you're actually going to, already in your mind, V'kisim Aysim, you should start thinking in your mind that you're going to hit these people. You're going to kill these people. And when you actually go to war, you're going to destroy everything good in them. To know there's no good that comes out of this nation. And even things that are beneficial. And things that you can gain from. He said you'll destroy that too. You won't try to taunt them by just eating their fruit, which is the Torah describes elsewhere, that's what the oncoming nation would do to taunt their enemies. They would actually take from their fruit and eat them, and take from their food and eat them in front of them. No, here you're going to destroy them. To know that this is everything that's with them and part of them should be destroyed. There's no good out of this. And he bases this on a medrash in the different medrash in the parsha. He says, this is why we to hate them. This is to show us and to let us learn that Godol Hamachti Yoisem in Ahargoy. Greater and worse is someone who causes us to sin than one who kills us. The Medrash tells us, Tzoras HaMidyanim, it's a Medrash Chaf Aleph Dalet in the Parsha. Tzoras HaMidyanim, the Medrash says, Lama, why? Ki Tzorim Heim Lochem, because they hate you. Mikan Omer Chacham, and from here Chacham taught us, Bo Lahargecha, someone who is ready to come and kill you, Hashkim Lahargoy, we're allowed to self-defend ourselves, and we can go and kill them first. Reb Shimon says, Minayin Shamachti Esa Adam Yosem in Ahargoy. How do we know that someone who causes someone to sin is worse than someone who actually kills him? Shahahoyreg, Hoyreg Bala Mazeh. Someone who kills someone physically, he kills him from this world. But V'yeshle Chelek Leilam Abba. He still can get Eilam Abba. Hamachati Hargoy Bala Mazeh Uvailam Abba. Someone who causes someone else to sin, he has destroyed the person in this world and in the next world. And the Medrash gives an example to this. He says that we find four different nations that came against Bnei Yisrael. Shtei umois kodmois yisrael b'cherev u'shtayim b'aveira. Two came against us just to kill us, and two came against us to cause us to sin. Ha-mitzrim ve'edaimim, the Mitzriim, the Egyptians, ve'edaimim, the Edomites, kodmu b'cherev, they tried to destroy us, they tried to kill us, they tried to annihilate us. Omar, they said, Oyev, Kodma Bacherav, Omar Oyev, the enemy said, Erdoif Asig, Orik Harbi. I will take a sword against them, the Mitzrayim said. Uvayemer Elav Edoim. A couple of weeks ago, we had in the parsha, Vayemer Elav Edom, Loi Savar Bi. Don't come through my territory, Edom says, because Kepen Bacherav Eitzel Rukasach, I'm going to come against you with the sword. I'm going to kill you. But Ushtayim Ba'aver, the two other nations that came against us, not by the sword, but they came against us by causing us to sin. Moyavim v'amoinim. The Moyavim, the nation of Moyav, the Moabites, v'amoinim, the nation of Amoin. Al-Ela shakonmu b'cherav, and those that came against us with the sword, Ksiv, it says concerning them, loisisav adayim, you can't hate the Edomites. You're not allowed to despise them. Loisisav mitzri, you can't even despise an Egyptian who enslaved us, who wanted to kill us. But v'al-Elu, Aval Elu Shakonmu Ba'aveira, Lahachti Es Yisrael, on them it says, Lo Yovi Amoini Miyavi Gamdor Asiri Adaylon. Amon Amoyav, they can never come into our nation. An Egyptian, a third generation Egyptian, we're allowed to marry with them. He becomes a Jew, he converts, you can marry them. Someone who came from Amon Amoyav, even 10 generations later, and he converts to be a Jew, you know he comes from Amon Amoyav, he can't be part of our nation. Why? Because those people, Amon Amoyav, caused us to sin. Those who caused the sin are far greater, far worse in our minds than those who want to kill us. Someone who wants to kill us kills us in this world. Someone who wants to make a sin makes a sin from this world and causes us to lose this world and the next. So says the Rechaim, that's really what the command over here is. Tzoras HaMidyan V'kisam HaYitzam. The war will come later. But the animosity has to build up in our own minds and our own attitude towards them. Number one, he says that's in order for us to stop the sinning now. The only way we're going to stop it is if we have in our own minds, we despise it. We despise just people. We despise people who cause us to sin. So in our own minds, it has to be Tzoras HaMidyanim, hate the Midianites, V'hikisam Aysam. In your own mind, we have to know that there's no good coming out of them. We want to destroy them. I think I went to the Mashkiach when he made the point. He gave an example, which I think for most of us is hard to hear. But we'll say the example, and as the Kutzker once said, "Vahayu azvara meila alav avecha." Things should be on your heart. Why on your heart? It should be in your heart. Sometimes you have to put things on your heart, and one day it will fall in. And this is one of those things. He says, if you're walking down the street and you would see Hitler, Yimach Shemai V'Zichrei, there would be a burning hatred against him. What he did to us, what he did to our people, so many of them. And if you walk down the street and see someone that caused people to sin, where's the burning hatred? This is told for all of Klal Yisrael. This is not just for Pinchas, who is the zealous one, who's a Kanoi. This is for all of Klal Yisrael. Tzoras HaMidyanim, all of Klal Yisrael have to hate Midian. Why? Because they caused this to sin. Because they caused this they gave up their daughters to cause Bnei Yisrael to do Znus. They have to build up a hatred against them. That's what the Torah says over here. And the only way we're going to change our attitude, number one, from not sinning further, is to have this mindset, that has this attitude. The Pnei Yeshua says in Bava Kama Daf Lamed Ches. Bava Kama Daf Lamed Ches is the sugi over here that Midian we have to destroy, and Moav not, because this Rus was going to come out of Moav. The Gemara says Moshe Rabbeinu thought we should destroy Moav too. They were the instigators in this whole the act of Znus that it caused Bnei Yisrael to do. But yet Hashem says no, Moav you have to save. But yet Moav, even though we will not kill them. Yet we will put taxes against them. We will call, they will have to do certain things when we go to war. They have to provide us with water and with food. As they're not perfect, certainly they're far from perfect. But we don't destroy them. And then the Gemara right after it describes the difference between Moav and Amon. These two nations who actually caused us to sin, but Moav we have in a much greater in our own minds, there's a much greater hatred towards Moav than Ammon. And the Gemara says, why? Where was the start? What was the beginning of Ammon and Moav? So the progenitor to the nations of Ammon and Moav were actually from the daughters of Lot. Lot had two daughters, the older one and the younger one. And they both had relations with their father because they thought the world was going to be destroyed. And they're not blamed for what they did. That's called an Aveira Lishma. They did so with altruistic reasons to keep the world going. They thought there was no one else left in the world except themselves. And for that itself, we don't blame them. But the difference between the older daughter and the younger daughter was that the older daughter named her child Moav, which indicates Me'av. This is from father. This is from my father. So she openly described the act of how she had her child. And the second one, the younger one, was Ammon ben Ami, which is a much more subtle way of saying how this child came about. And the Pnei Yeshua, in explaining that Gemara, says that the punishment for the older one, for the one who said Moav, who was brazen enough to describe this the act of immorality that she did, was that she had a descendant, Balak. And Balak, who was the king of Moav, gave up then all the daughters to commit znus. And he says that one follows the other. What Pnei Yeshua is telling us, that even though in this case the actual act of znus that she committed, she cannot be blamed for. But in her speech and her attitude, the way she said it, that's what she could be blamed for. And that's what she's punished for. And therefore, that's why we know Moav, even though we can't kill them at war, but yet we can levy taxes against them in terms of what the Gemara says over there, Banigru we do to them. So I think it's something to take to heart when we come to Parashas Pinchas, and we have this tzivu, this command of Tzoras and Medyanim Vikisim Oisim, the way the Rechaim is describing it. Ironically, it's today's July 4th, Independence Day, and freedom of speech, freedom of press, and certainly we have a deep sense of gratitude towards this country, towards the American people, and in terms of freedom that we're able to practice our religion freely. We're able to learn, we're able to daven, we have to have institutions of education to continue what we have to do in this world for our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But at the same time, we have to be very wary of those who give freedom to everything. Because the same freedom that allows us to be free to practice religion is the same freedom that allows all those who would like us to sin to cause us to sin. And the freedom of everything sometimes goes beyond what we would like and what the Torah would allow. And the even freedom of speech, I would hope that we're not so used to it, we're not so immune to it, that the usage of words and the allusions to everything that's in the media, even on the radio, is to know that it's not kosher, to know that there are things that people say and the way that they describe things and the allusions that they made are to the extent that it's so open in our world that it's a Yetzirah in a form of peace, in a form of freedom that's actually making us sin. And here we see that actually we have to try to build up an animosity towards that. We have to sort of put up a shield to know that there are people out there that are trying to make us to sin, whether they're consciously doing it or not, or whether we're conscious of that, that's what they're trying to do is irrelevant. But what we have to know is that those who cause us to sin are far greater than those who want us to kill us.